bring my tennis racket. I'm a fall asleep.
Game time,
gentlemen.
6:30.
Can we all rise, please, and join me in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Carol, can you call roll call, please?
President Graves.
Here.
Vice President Dawson.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Steele.
Here.
Director Tatro.
Here.
Thank you. At this time is our time for public comment. If you have any comment, the public has anything they would like to comment on other than items that are on the agenda, this would be a good time to do it. Any comments? Okay. Item C, new business. I will ask staff to take the meeting at this point.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. I appreciate you coming out this evening on short notice. The action before you tonight is a sewer line replacement on Cherry Hills Drive, approximately 2,800 linear feet. The condition of the sewer line, which Virgil Caney will get into in a minute, and also Uyawa. Well, okay, close enough. Sorry, I botched
it. No problem.
Make sure you get the spelling on that.
From Veolia, I will get the exact spelling.
Who's been working on the project along with Virgil and Doug Little, who is on his way stuck in traffic with Veolia as well. Essentially, it's a 20, almost 300 linear foot line of sewer main that is in a condition that requires immediate replacement. And we've called for this meeting pursuant to Government Contract Code Section 20168 to declare that there is an emergency condition exists and that there needs to be a replacement of the sewer line. And with that, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Virgil, who can get into more of the specifics.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello.
Let me show you on the, I'm sorry. This is a double barrel system that we have in Discovery Bay. It's the only double barrel system we have. And when I say double barrel is we have a pipeline. This is an open manhole. We have a pipeline running this way and another one here. And this is the hump that's dividing this. And this was about 12 inches high from here to there. And it's put there for a reason rather than concreting it all the way up. And I believe I said, it's the only one we have in Discovery Bay. It starts at Cherry Hills, paralleling Highway 4, and runs like that all the way to entryway to our wastewater treatment plant number 1, which is on the backside there of Cherry Hills. This top part is 10 inches. Force main ends right here. The force main, the raw sewage is all coming from Lift Station S is in Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Sam is located over there by Centex Development.
Mm-hmm.
It serves the Centex Development and the Sandy Cove Shopping Center. Sure. All of the sewage comes in through there. This section here, this is an 8-inch main, and it is mainly just, it starts right here, and it is just serving the homes all along Cherry Hills, heading all the way back towards the sewer plant. Okay? So what happened is about a month ago or so, we were just checking manholes. We pop open this one here and found water really high level, like right about the ridge level here. And we realized, as soon as we did, we had a problem. So we went downstream to the next manhole down. It was flowing fine, but it wasn't as high as here. So it's telling me, or anybody else who looked at that, that you have some type of an obstruction taking place in your main. As soon as the pumps here turned off rest, then the flows went down. I'll show you the next. This is just a cleaner view of that. Well, it's cleaner on my monitor, but not so much there. You could see water now, it's overflowing here. So what's happened, it's telling us there's some type of an obstruction in this 10-inch line further down here. We have tried to clean this out a few times. We've also tried to, generally, once you clean it, you would bring a video camera and put in there to see what your obstruction is. Is it the roof of the pipe caved in, there's a hole, is there a ball, whatever might be in there, but the camera can't get in there. So we're guessing as to what it is. We know we've got an obstruction. We just can't clear the obstruction. We were able to put the camera down just a few feet down, and on the inside of the pipe, you could see the corrosion taking place. Think of it like putting acid on metal, how it bubbles up, it forms up rust buds. The inside of that pipe, on the roof part of it, is really heavy with rust buds. It is a ductile iron pipe. Rarely are they used in Discovery Bay. We mainly have clay pipes and PVC pipes, but rarely do we have ductile iron pipe. If it is ductile iron, it should generally have a concrete liner on the inside. But from what we can see on either end, just a few feet of either direction, we don't see any concrete lining on that. We believe, even though the drawings for this particular street does not indicate that you're to install concrete lined pipe, if it was, it is probably gone, because this picture is really hard to tell, but the concrete around here is really pitted, primarily from the sulfites from the sewer. So hence why, with this blockage, our next best thing to do is just to replace this. And so what we plan to do, since both 8-inch, the 8-inch is here, this is the 10-inch, are both ductile iron, and the manhole downstream down here going back to the sewer plant, the rest of the two pipes are PVC. We just want to replace these two segments of it, which are 292 feet each, from manhole to manhole. So the staff, the engineers, would like to have that replaced.
Is that the is that your presentation, Bert?
Yeah.
Okay. Questions from the board? Mr. Sun?
Virgil, how much more metal pipe have we got like that in Discovery Bay?
As far as I know, here's the dilemma. A lot of times you could run sewage down the main like this and not scour it or have the sulfites eat like this. The moment we agitate it and pump it and agitate it, this is what the gases we're getting from that. And so this is coming from the lift station. We may have another piece of ductile iron in town. It's rare, but we may, but it's probably not like this, only because it's not agitated.
It's gravity.
It's not forming. It's gravity flowing mm-hmm. down, correct. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I think I mentioned to you when we retrofitted some of the manholes mm-hmm. that we coated them, mm-hmm. it's only mainly where you have a force main ending, and now it's taking gravity flow, the rest mm-hmm. of the way to the sewer plant is where it's the agitation or the sulfites is mm-hmm. taking place.
Ray, anything?
No.
Chris?
I'm just curious, do you know when this was installed? Like, what vintage is this? When was this installed?
This was the plant's 89, yeah. I believe it is.
All right.
Yeah, the plant was signed.
89-90, yeah.
Brian, yeah. Ian?
No, sir.
Okay, just for clarification purposes, and because whoever might hear this might not be able to, obviously will not be able to see the pictures. My understanding is from where the force main ends on Cherry Hills, heading east is where the blockage is to the next manhole. Is that correct?
That is correct. The okay. blockage is in between.
There's no problem from the lift station S to where the force main ends, where the double pipe starts. Is that correct?
That is correct. Now, okay. Our problem is I have personally seen, and I believe Rick saw it, it was really high one time here. That blockage. We were able to free up some of the blockage, and it's moving, but it's still not enough because it's overflowing here. When it overflows, this 10 to 12 inch high bump in the road per se, like a speed bump, mm-hmm. then that's telling you there's the flow, and it's a 10 inch pipe. We have an 8 inch coming into it,
right.
So it should take it down. Except it's backing up and then causing it to overflow.
So when I saw it that one day, looked at the camera down, the pump was off. That's why it was down.
Yeah, the pumps only come on when the levels reach a certain limit, and it starts pumping.
The only other thing is that the only place it's open is at the manholes, then it goes back into pipes again, correct? The only time when you have the open trough is at the manholes.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions by the board? Any questions from the public?
We're probably thinking, we've been working with Virgil to sort of resolve this issue.
Could you do me a favor
yeah.
and come up and speak into the mic? Just
oh,
so
sure.
Because it's being recorded, and that way anybody
okay.
that has any interest would know.
We're probably thinking, I'm with Veolia Water.
Yes, sir.
And we're probably thinking the blockage is somewhere around 60 feet from the manhole, from the downstream manhole. We're thinking that blockage is probably at 60 feet. And we actually surveyed the service line to about 24 feet, and I do have snapshot pictures of those. And if you, the board wants to see that, I'll be.
We believe you.
Okay.
once we saw the rust buds primarily on the inside, and the sulfates eating away at the concrete on the manholes, that's a dead giveaway. You got a problem. We better address it now rather than putting a band-aid on it. And
we're
causing us a problem. Because,
boy,
if this backed up,
yeah.
overflowed,
we got
it's
problems.
Now going to hit the waters of the golf course, the lakes, and that's going to be a delta.
Go ahead, Director Ross.
Is this going to be, when we replace this, is this something that we might have to force, I mean, if any of us are still here, but in the next 20 years, because that's about 20 years old, do you think this problem will
generally
reoccur?
The rating life of a PVC pipe that we're putting in is 40 to 60 years. We're using a 40. We'd rather go smaller and longer just in case. The sulfite so far, some of the people I've talked to, doesn't seem to eat the PVC as it does the concrete and metal.
Okay. Thank you.
Staff?
Yes, we've gone ahead and in anticipation of this, we've gotten four bids from four different bidders. Those bidders are listed in your agenda packet. They range from a low of $70,910 up to $120,000. We've worked with Conco West in the past. They appear to have done good work for us as far as we know and from what their result was. And in fact, three of the four have done work for us in the past and done good work for us. So we recommend tonight that the board authorize the general manager to enter into a contract with Conco West Incorporated for $70,910. But also, what I'd like to ask for is for the board to provide an authority limit of $100,000 in the event once we get in there, there is some unforeseen circumstances. And if the board is amenable to that, we would come back to the board regularly at a regular meeting each time and give you an update. We wouldn't spend any money without board knowledge. But I suspect in a case like this, we might have something. It's underground utility. It is fairly degraded. And having been in projects like this in the past, once you don't really know what you have until you dig it up.
Yeah. We may, what's really kind of bothering us for the moment is this barrel system here. It's like a cave underneath here. You can't really see it. We believe there's a lot of erosion, corrosion to the concrete, and it may way be past where now we have to put in a brand new barrel. These barrels will probably be right around $6,000 each to put in rather than rehab them. We'd rather rehab them because it's saving us money versus spending the $6,000 per manhole, $6,000 or $7,000. It depends on how many feet you go in, the more cost it is. But what's really an unknown right now is this. Plus, there may be some other utilities in the way, which we don't know. We don't believe so, just based on the way that street's constructed. There's no homes on the other side. We believe it'll be...
There's no any landscape lighting on that side, is there?
There's no what?
Landscape lighting or street lighting on that side of the street, is there? Is it all on the
There is some
side?
Lighting on that side.
There is some on the south side?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
And so we've done work with Conoco West before, and we were pleased with
very the pleased. Oh, yeah, Conoco. They built both of our water treatment plants, and they've done some work for us on our wastewater plant.
Okay, I was just a little concerned with them being so much lower than.
I think they're hungry.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion.
Well, one more question here, please.
Virgil, are we better off at this point while we're already in there rehabbing this hole right
now?
Actually,
part of the contract price for Conco and all the others was to rehab this, and actually what we're gonna do is, the vendor, I asked them, I recommended them, the vendor we used on the last three is to use that vendor, but it's up to them, they could select any vendor, because they fired back at me, is we've never done this protective work, we put new manholes in, but never put a coating on, do you know who does that? So I said, this is my first recommendation, here's some others that you can use. So we plan to do is excuse me, because the gentleman wants to do at least 25 to 28 lineal feet at one time, because he's got to bring in a lot of equipment, these two manholes doesn't equate to that. So I said, all right, make it three manholes, put that, make sure you tell that price to all the bidders, and that's what we're bidding. So we'll rehab the three manholes.
And the 70 grand.
And the 70 grand, correct. And then plus replace the two 10-inch pipe, I mean, 10-inch, 8-inch ductile iron with PVC.
And those are three manholes that have not yet been rehabbed, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And but they were scheduled to be rehabbed.
Well, they're scheduled probably for next year and the year after.
Get them done.
And we spread our money.
All right. Then, go ahead, Ray.
I'd like to make a motion that we let the contract...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Not to exceed 100K.
Thank you. I would ask for comments from the public at this time.
I'd second that, too.
Okay, sorry. Is there any comments from the public at this point?
Questions? Well, I think rehabbing the manhole makes a lot of sense at this point. And I also recommend having the leads for the manholes vented. That way...
At the what?
The leads. The manhole.
We already have one hole in them already.
Okay.
Great.
Sure.
Thank you. Right. Thank you very much. Okay. Point of order.
Point of order. Can we make sure that we adopt the emergency resolution 2011?
Can you make that part of your motion, please, Rex?
I'll amend my motion to also adopt that
Emergency resolution.
Emergency resolution.
Thank you.
I'll amend my second to,
Good to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions or concerns? Not hearing any, I would call for a vote. All those in favor of adopting the resolution for emergency work not to exceed $100,000, based on a bid of $70,000 by Conco West, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, gentlemen, for your presentation. Thank you for coming down this evening for this. And I now will adjourn the meeting.
I was just going to add, not necessarily part of the meeting, but that Virgil wrote a letter to all the affected neighbors today, and so that letter will be going out tomorrow.
Sure, there's a process, and I thank you for that.
Thank you.